You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Carl Bates.
The biannual scrutiny week took place in Parliament last week, with meetings across select committees and government departments focused on scrutinising the outcomes of government work. These include hearings on ministries like health, housing, environment and justice. I spoke to National MP Carl Bates about the events of Scrutiny Week, firstly by asking him to talk about the meetings he was involved in.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been involved in two different committees, Education and Workforce and Justice. On Education, I chaired the Scrutiny Week meetings as the Deputy Chair because our Chair, Katie Nimmin MP, was on maternity leave. And it was a really good opportunity to engage with some of the positive improvements in education across the board. We had the opportunity again to talk to ERO, so the Education Review Office, about the implementation of maths and structured literacy, which went really well. In fact, they described it as the best implementation of an education change they had seen. So it was a really, really good insight. And then, of course, with the new Secretary of Education, Ellen McGregor. So it was a really good series of sessions. And then, of course, we went into ACC and WorkSafe, which were also part of the scrutiny of the Education Workforce Select Committee. In Justice, we had the opportunity to have quite a bit of time with the Secretary for Justice, as well as police and several other agencies. Really good opportunity to focus on and learn what had driven the significant reduction in the number of victims in New Zealand, 38,000 reduction in the number of victims over the course of the last year. What's driving police recruitment and the increase in police recruitment, including some insight around police returning from Australia because they felt or feel that the opportunity here in New Zealand is better for them in terms of lifestyle and work opportunity, culture, etc. So, yes, some really good insights that came through from the scrutiny meetings I was involved in.
How would you respond to Sir Geoffrey Palmer's comments that too many laws in New Zealand are being passed under urgency without proper scrutiny and with a reduction of the necessary legislative checks and balances?
So scrutiny week is very different to that context, which is around how we get laws passed. Governments, successive governments for a long time, have used urgency in order to pass the government's agenda. This government has passed more laws, as I understand it, than any previous government, and that's because of the size of the mess that we inherited and the amount of work that needed to be done to sort it out. But there's also some misunderstanding about the role of urgency. So urgency, for example, during the week can mean simply that it gives more hours of sitting in the House, which does take away from select committee time during sitting weeks, but that select committee time can then occur in non-sitting weeks. So essentially, there is urgency where it's just driving through the legislative agenda and creating more time, sitting time in the House. And then there is urgency where a bill goes through all stages on a given day. And examples of that, for example, have been when it was announced that greyhound racing would come to an end in New Zealand. There was a piece of legislation that was passed all under urgency, all stages, that ensured the protection of greyhounds from being put down in inappropriate ways or for inappropriate reasons, given that there was going to be a sun setting on the greyhound racing industry in New Zealand.
At the Housing Select Committee meeting last week, Chris Bishop responded to a few different threads of questioning, including about how renters should respond to rental prices falling, the government being off track on new housing builds, and reports of increased homelessness across the motu. What kind of message should people take away from this session?
I think the first thing that they should take away from it is that National understands how to address the housing crisis that we inherited in New Zealand. And for all the naysayers about what was happening in terms of housing in New Zealand and National's ability or otherwise to deal with it, take that headline that rents have gone down under National, which makes it easier for renters to get access into housing. On top of that, we've also got, right now, the highest proportion of first home buyers entering the market. These are facts that are happening in the housing market in New Zealand today as a result of the settings that the National Lead government have brought into the housing market, which of course fundamentally is around the issue of supply, as we've said from day one. And I think that you could look at the Minister of Housing and say, job well done for achieving those outcomes.
The Ministry of Environment Chief Executive James Palmer has said that the environment has become deprioritised due to other key issues, with hundreds of jobs within the ministry cut from restructuring. Are you concerned about this kind of trend in the face of pressing climate or environmental issues?
Not at all, because I think, as we saw in scrutiny last week, so often the way that the opposition talk about whether or not something is going well or not is about whether or not there is more or less money being spent on it. In actual fact, if I take, for example, and it's not an environmental example, given that I wasn't on the Environment Committee last week, but it does emphasise the point of the left's understanding of success or failure is about how much money you're spending. So, of course, they think they did very well because they spent a lot of money when they were in government. The problem with that is it creates a whole lot of debt and we've got to clean it up. If you take, for example, a serious fraud office. They've had a reduction in headcount, yet they said they are well-placed and in fact, they said that they were in a better position to address the issues that they are responsible for addressing and solving now than when National came into government just over 2 years ago. So focusing on efficiency, focusing on how to get the job done, focusing on targets and outcomes is actually how you get a result. You don't measure success by how much you've put on the government's credit card.
This process of scrutiny week taking place in just in 1 week is relatively new. There's been a lot of committee meetings taking place over the course of this week, a lot of things to try and keep up with for the public and for obviously all the politicians involved. Do you think this has been an effective way of addressing the range of issues across government ministries, and how can people better engage with this process?
It's a shame that Labor wasn't prepared for scrutiny week as well as they should have been. In fact, using ChatGPT to try and come up with questions at the last minute was probably not the best way to prepare. From my perspective, having chaired one of the committees and been involved in another, I think that it was an effective process. There was some really good questioning, to be fair, both from government and opposition members, some opposition members, that resulted in, I think, insights into where agencies were going and reminders that we are focusing on things year in, year out. If I think about the Tertiary Education Commission, which was scrutinised by the Education and Workforce Select Committee, where there was a government line of questioning around how they deliver their outcomes, the level of compliance burden they put on PTEs, polytechnics, universities, that tied to questioning we had of them last year on that subject. And we made very clear we will continue to question them on it into the future. So that is, I suppose, another example of where this process of everyone knowing that scrutiny week is going to happen, that we're going to be asking these questions, that we're focusing on the effectiveness of how they deliver on their targets, deliver on the use of taxpayers' funds, and how they can do things more efficiently, does mean we have a better government and delivery of government services in New Zealand.
That was National MP Carl Bates speaking with me about Scrutiny Week.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Carl Bates.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.